Could I just interject and ask what the current thinking is right now in terms of what's going on when you see, and I remember Julie had a case actually in the New England Journal paper where actually it looks like it's getting worse and then it gets better. Is that an inflammation or
what's going on? So to me, this is a really fascinating aspect of this therapy and also a real, if one of these agents or all these agents end up getting approved, a real challenge for how to manage patients in the community. So the trials have allowed for what's called pseudoprogression. So that is to say, if a patient is clinically stable, doing well, even if there appears to be enlargement of their lesions, they're allowed to stay on the study, which does complicate how we interpret response rates. The thought being that those patients might actually be benefiting from therapy, that the tumor is being infiltrated by T cells, which is causing this expansion on CT scans. There have been cases, many anecdotal reports, but certainly documented cases with each of these compounds I've mentioned, nivolumab and anti-PD-L1, as well as some other compounds, across tumor types of patients who've had growth on their scans, whose provider got a biopsy and found that the remaining tumor cell was actually infiltrated by lymphocytes. This has been well established. There's these very unusual anecdotal reports of patients with melanoma and lung cancer who've had tumors that were thought to be clinically worse, radiographically worse, that actually there were no tumor cells in the biopsy specimens.
You talked about this thing of, you know, sort of pseudoprogression, and you referred to the tolerability, but can you talk more specifically about what's been seen, what autoimmune phenomena, if any, have been seen, how it compares between PD-1 and PD-L1, and let's say looking at ipilimumab, the spectrum of these kinds of problems?
Yeah, well, so it's a little complicated. So with the anti-PD-L1 compound, the safety has been pretty remarkable. There's been a lot of certainly constitutional low-grade reversible symptoms, certainly things like fatigue, even odd things you wouldn't expect like nausea. One interesting side effect that was reported at ASCO was the development of pericardial effusions, not a complication we're used to seeing from drugs and lung cancer. And there have been reports of patients who've had confirmed tumor cells in the fluid, in the cytology specimen from the pericardial effusion that clinically was not recognized before the patient went on study, raising the question of whether immune surveillance identified occult malignancy in the pericardium, as some autopsy studies have suggested in lung cancer, a problem that may be more common than we've ever recognized.